You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
So I'm Pastor Emma Horn, and I am here with the crew, part of the group that was at Think and Drink tonight, and we were learning more about Jesus' ministry and more about the Sermon on the Mount, Beatitudes, kind of all of those different pieces. So I'm wondering, what jumped out at y'all in our discussion tonight?
What jumped out at me tonight was really the Sermon on the Mount. We went into the Sermon on the Mount, and a lot of the things that we looked at, we actually looked at the physical place that the Sermon on the Mount took place, and kind of like talked about what was going on. One of the conversations we just had right before we started recording was it taking place in one day, or was it multiple days? And those are some of the things that we discussed. And going into the Beatitudes and what blessing actually meant at that time, and looking at that context of it. Also, a lot of the things, like some, one of the words was, what is it, paradoxy?
Orthodoxy
and para.
Orthopraxis.
Orthopraxis, yes, thank you. And that was the actual, through the Beatitudes, like my experience with the Beatitudes was always in how when Jesus came along, he actually was talking about the Ten Commandments, but not talking on them. In them in a way where he was saying these are rules. He was kind of going into the whole idea of why we have these rules and why are we doing these things, and not that we have to follow this A, B, C, I do this to get that. And he even brings it into prayer, which is very important to me, because it's not like when you look at the Lord's Prayer, it's not a prayer of give me this, give me that. It's more of a prayer of all of us coming together and being sure why we're praying. And a lot of things are like why you donate your time and your money and talents to, are you doing it to be seen so people can see you, or are you doing it just because this is a good thing to do? Like one of the things said was that you know, are we doing it because we're blessed, or are we doing it to be blessed? And that's a lot of what comes out in the Beatitudes. And that's what I really took away from it, was looking at where it was at that time and how I could actually think about these different things in a different light and break it down in a way I could actually understand it and make it more digestible for me. So that's a lot of what I got from the discussion tonight.
The thing I really got from it was just how they broke it down and shared the Beatitudes in a way that I've never heard them explained. You know, I used to look at them like, oh, my God, how am I going to be all these things all at the same time? How am I going to be poor in spirit and mournful and be meek and hunger for righteousness and be merciful all at the same time? This is, like, too much. But the way it was broken down was that the Beatitudes are more like Jesus kind of re-explaining the Ten Commandments and making it practical to be a part of our everyday life. And the importance isn't like the rules of the Ten Commandments or the exact specific rules of the Beatitudes. It's more like the reason behind it, you know. And they shared that the Beatitudes kind of have a pattern. It kind of has faith, love, and hope. And it was shared with us that, you know, the faith part was kind of like if you look at blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And, you know, it was explained that maybe they were mourning because they did something wrong or something sinful, and they know by being sorrowful over it that the faith in that is that God will show them love through his forgiveness and hope that their sins will be forgiven. And when you look at each of those little Beatitudes in that way, it's amazing how it brings it to life, brings it to be like, oh, well, I can do that because, of course, I'm not happy when I do something wrong, and I want God to forgive me, and, you know, I have that hope and faith that I know he's going to, you know, allow me another chance. And another one was, you know, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And that is the hope that, you know, even though we're going to follow and we're going to try to do right and love and show and be that light that others can see in the world, you know, in the end, we have that hope that the kingdom of heaven will be ours. And I also liked how, you know, he was explaining later on how Jesus talked about, you know, some of the other commandments, like the murder and this and that, and not that you shouldn't murder and you shouldn't do that, but get at the root of it, like, you know, be angry at the root cause of murder, which is anger. It's like you didn't murder just because you murdered. You murdered because you were angry at something, whether it's you attempted to murder a person or murder somebody's spirit or murder their, you know, just their status in the world, like made them out to be a horrible person when they weren't. And like even adultery, you know, adultery, the action behind the root of the cause of the problem is adultery, but you have to get at the root cause of the problem, which is having a lustful spirit. So work on that, and then you won't commit adultery. And I'm like, oh, it makes more sense. Like, work on not being so angry. Work on not being so, I want what she has, so I'm just going to take it. No, get at the root cause of it. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense of why we do these things we probably shouldn't do, when we know we probably didn't want to do them, but we never looked at the cause. What was causing us to be angry, to be mean, to be mean-spirited, to be unforgiving of others, to be judgmental? And that really, really, really helped me tonight. And it's great to be around other people that share their ideas and you can learn from them.
I found the lesson tonight to be challenging, both because, I guess, kind of ignorance of what the Beatitudes were and what the Sermon on the Mount was. Not ignorance out of bad things, but just that I'm not a scholar, or I have not gotten into the Bible till recently. So it was also mind-opening, or it opened the door, so now I feel compelled to go read Matthew and study it a little bit more and look up some more viewpoints on it so what we discuss tonight will be more ingrained in my brain, you know, and I can accept it a little bit more. I really like the challenges that Jesus has given us here in being better human beings, and that by listening to this and studying this a little bit more, I think it's going to make me a better dad and a better grandfather and probably, you know, a better employee and friend, so that by putting these things into practice, such as putting God first, you know, if I put the focus on putting God first, then most likely my actions after that are going to be more godlike, you know. And and that the reason for what the rule is not as important as why the rule is. And, you know, to study that, like Elaine was just talking about, I mean, when you break all those down and just look at the real reason for things, like the benefit, the nugget that you get out of the golden rule, even, you know, it's not that how it's written. Like, sometimes we focus and we hear so much on, well, the Bible says this, and it's how it's written, but the spirit behind what's written, this kind of gives an opening for that, you know, that we can study and we can discuss and we can talk about different viewpoints so that we can get to the point where it's all about love anyway. And being, hopefully, treating people better, which in the end makes you feel better.
I'll just say that, of course, I appreciate the fact that in this context, the idea of turning the other cheek all of a sudden takes on a subversive element, that it wasn't just a matter of someone, you know, allowing for more abuse or more whatever. It was actually an act of defiance in a way. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the idea that I really grabbed onto in this discussion was really how much the Beatitudes are about hope and about not getting stuck in those in the morning and the harassment. I mean, it doesn't use the word harassment, but that's basically what it is. Not getting stuck in those, but hoping and knowing that there is something more. You know, blessed is, there's will be. So what you have maybe immediately is not what you will always have or the situations that you face. And I kind of got really stuck on that idea of kind of the hope as expressed through all of those. And I thought that was really interesting. Another thing that Alan brought up was about the salt, and someone else brought up how that was how the soldiers were paid. Well, if you are described as, you know, being the salt and being the light, like, that changes it. It's not just salt makes things interesting when you're cooking. That was something so valuable that people were paid in it. So if you are seen as valuable in the eyes of God, well, that changes the way that you behave and the way that you even behave towards yourself. So I hadn't really thought about it in that way before, and I thought that was really interesting.
Okay. And again, this is a discussion that takes place Wednesday evenings, 5:05-ish at Bull Bay Cuisine, 900 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware. And everybody is welcome to come on out and join in the discussion.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.